Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Have you ever really and truly wanted deep down in your soul for something to materialize in your dating life? It could be a past relationship, hoping that it rekindles, or a connection, wanting something deeper, but you keep on getting disappointed. In this episode, I'll be covering false hope. I'll talk about the triggers, as well as some of the dangers associated with this mindset. But of course, I'll wrap it up with some tips and strategies to help you from falling victim of the false hope trap. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nothing is worse in dating than being disappointed. And we know just how life happens that you will be disappointed. You'll be disappointed in life. You'll be disappointed when it comes to your career, your business, family, and friends. You just can't avoid disappointments. And obviously in dating, you can't get away from it. The sad thing about dealing with disappointment is that sometimes we don't learn from our past experiences. A lot of times we allow certain activities to repeat itself. That is us, possibly us believing that someone may change, or believing that someone is interested when they're not, or hoping that things will end up the way we want it to. False hope in dating can be enticing, but ultimately lead to disappointment and negative and emotional consequences. I'm going to talk about the triggers as well as the consequences before wrapping it up with some tips. So, as far as factors that contribute to triggering false hope in dating, is when someone gives you ambiguous or mixed signals. When someone sends mixed signals or behaves inconsistently, it can create confusion, leaving room for misinterpretation. For example, a person may show occasional signs of interest or affection, leading you to think that they are seeking a deeper connection, only for them to fade away and act differently. When someone is ambiguous or mixed signals, it can trigger a sense of false hope. Unresolved feelings, especially from previous relationships. If an individual, if you, me, anyone has unresolved feelings or emotional baggage from past relationships, you may be more prone to latching on to any positive attention that they may throw your way, any type of affection you may just cling on to, right? It is normal, even if the intentions of the other person is unclear. For example, if you were dating someone and they ghosted you or things just ended, right? If you still have feelings for that person, them reaching out just to say hi or hello can give you false hope. It can trigger those feelings, even though they have not expressed a desire to reconnect or connect with you in the way that you desire. Which leads me to number three, idealization and projection. When someone has an idealized image or an idea in their head about the other person that they are interested in, they're dating or have a crush on, they may project their own desires and expectation onto that person. And this can also lead them to interpret small, normal gestures or behaviors as indications of mutual feelings, even if they're not. So idealization and projection can lead you down that road. Also, number four, which is huge, lack of clarity or communication. If there's a lack of clear communication and defined expectations in a dating situation, it can lead to misunderstandings and false hope. Without open and honest conversations about each person's intentions, your intentions as well as their intentions and desires, certain assumptions and misconceptions can come up, right? So you always need that communication and needs to be open. So when it's not there and there's no clarity, you can start to lead into a misunderstanding that gives you false hope. You're thinking they're on the path of the same way you're leading and they're just trying to have fun, right? Another thing that can trigger it is a validation and ego boost. So if you're receiving attention or validation from someone that you're interested in, it can boost self-esteem and self-worth, right? The validation itself can make it difficult to let go of that false hope, even if the other person's not genuinely interested in pursuing a deeper connection. So some of those things are triggers: ambiguous or mixed signals, unresolved feelings from previous relationships or encounters, idealization and projection, lack of clarity or communication, and that need for validation and that ego boost. Now, moving on to the dangers. Well, one big one is emotional investment without reciprocation. False hope often gives one person, arises when one person's interprets the signals or gestures from the other person as signs of a deeper interest or commitment. It can lead into investing a lot of emotional energy, time, and interest and effort into building a relationship that may not have a real solid foundation or clear intentions from both parties. So if you find that you are being emotionally invested, right, without things being clear, that is a major, major downfall or a consequence of, or a danger associated with it. The second thing is delayed healing and moving on. A lot of times people hold on to the hopes and the desires that they'll get back with their ex, right? And it's okay to want that, right? But if things are over, and even if it's in the cards that they'll come back around in the future, it is best to allow that healing to happen, to allow the detachment to happen, and to move on, though it's easier said than done. When you're holding on to false hope every time an ex or a potential suitor throws you a little bit of attention your way, you will continue to, or can continue to, cling on to the possibility of a future together and continue to invest your emotions. So delayed healing and moving on. Another consequence is neglecting other opportunities. False hope can blind individuals to potential connections with others who may genuinely be interested in them. Okay, if you're fixated on a person who's not really reciprocating, communicating their feelings, you may miss out on meaningful relationships and experiences that could be more fulfilling. The fourth thing that I'll share with you is wasted time and energy. You can literally waste months, years on the hope of things materializing. You can basically allow your energy to be consumed in something that may never come to fruition. When that energy could be spent on investing in yourself, personal growth, self-improvement, and pursuing genuine connections with people that reciprocate the same effort. By prolonging unrealistic expectations, people miss out on personal development opportunities and finding relationships that are truly compatible. And then lastly, which is very important, emotional manipulation. In some cases, false hope can be deliberately perpetuated by the other person who enjoy the intention that you're giving them, the benefits that you're giving them, or the power associated with having someone's affection without reciprocating it. This can result in emotional manipulation and exploitation, leaving the hopeful person feeling used and manipulated. Now, I talked about the triggers. I talked about the dangers associated with it. I do want to end up with telling you how to spot and to avoid false hope, the false hope trap, I'll call, in dating situation. And I'll tell you first, it does require self-awareness, clear communication, and a realistic approach. Number one, you want to pay attention to actions and not just words. While words can be powerful, actions often speak louder. Look for consistent, meaningful actions that align with someone's words, right? If their actions don't match their promises or what they are inconsistent with their behavior, it may be a red flag for false hope. For example, if a person reaches out and says that they want to see you but never really make the necessary steps to, it's just words. If someone tells you that they genuinely miss you but never really make the effort to stay connected, or if someone says they're interested and you have to wonder if they really are, their actions are not aligning up with their words, then that is a potential false hope trap that you may be walking into. Number two, you have to seek clarity through communication. Don't be afraid to have open and honest conversations about each other's expectations, intentions, and the direction of the relationship. Clear communication can help avoid misunderstandings and ensure both parties are on the same page. So seeking clarity through communication is key. Number three, trust your instincts. Trust your gut feelings and your intuition. If something feels off or you sense that the other person is not as invested as you are, take those feelings seriously. Ignoring or dismissing your feelings can lead to prolonged false hope. Number four, maintain those realistic expectations. It's important to have realistic expectations about the progression of a relationship. Recognize that not every connection will lead to a long-term commitment, and that is okay. Just because you met someone and they seem wonderful, that does not mean that this is your happily ever after, and be okay with that. Okay? Number five, take note of consistent patterns. Look for consistent patterns of behavior over time. False hope is often fueled by isolated incidents, okay, or occasional attention that gives you false reassurance. You need to assess the person's behavior and actions over an extended period of time to gain a clearer understanding of their level of interest and commitment. Okay. Number six, prioritize self-care and personal growth. I can't say this enough. I try to squeeze this into every episode in which is relevant. Okay. Instead of solely relying on external validation through romantic relationships, focus on your own personal growth and well-being. And number seven, recognize when it is time to let go. If you find yourself consistently invested in someone who is not reciprocating your feelings or intentions, it may be time to reassess the situation and consider moving on. Letting go can be challenging, but holding on to false hope will only prolong your emotional distress and preventing you from finding a more fulfilling connection. I'm going to say this in closing. Remember that finding a genuine person and a mutually fulfilling relationship takes time. It takes patience and open-mindedness. By staying true to who you are, the things that you want, your expectations, maintaining clear communication, can't forget that, and being realistic, you can navigate in the dating world with a clearer perspective and minimize the risk of falling into the false hope trap. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.